Representing Simcoe County in curling at the 55-plus Ontario Winter Games today is Team Jessup. Playing together for the first time today are Lauren Jessup, Mike Kappel, and Noella Robert-Kappel, all from Oromedont. Also on the team is Jan Jeffrey from Barrie. Jessup, the team captain, says most teams play and practice together regularly before entering the Winter Games, but that's not the case for his squad. "We just formed a team randomly," he explained. "I know Jan from Barrie, but I have never met the other two. We had one practice and here we are." The Winter Games were looking for a second team to join the curling competition from Simcoe County, so Jessup and his teammates volunteered and were brought together. "I just threw my hat in the ring and so did the others," he explained. "We are all curlers and curlers will play with anybody." Jessup, who mostly curls out of Barrie, has curled in the Winter Games 3 times before, winning 2 bronze medals. This is the first time he didn't have to qualify for the event due to being from the host district. "I've been curling since I was a schoolboy," he explained. "I like it because it's very competitive and very social." Growing up, Jessup played golf, hockey, football, and he skied. At 78 years old, he says curling is one of the only sports he can still do. "People curl at all different ages," Jessup explained. "People just love it because they work all week, and then they come and curl, and that's their outlet." While on the ice, Jessup says he is ultra-competitive. But at the end of each game, he leaves it all out on the ice. "You want to win when you are out there," he said. "You win some and you lose some. You do your best and after that, you shake hands and then it's over." To be successful in curling, Jessup says you must have a willingness to learn. "You also need to sport a good attitude," he says. "There is a lot of sense about it," he said. "You have to have a feel as to the weight." Jessup fears the sport has become less popular among Canadians since the COVID-19 pandemic. "These events provide a spark to get more people involved," he said. "It's a wonderful sport, people can do it at any age, and they can be social about it." While Jessup usually plays as the skipper, this year he has spent some time sweeping, which has allowed him to lose 5 pounds. "The energy and what it takes is great exercise," he said. "It's a great sport if you want to stay physically active." Robert Kappel, 56, has been curling since she was in high school. "I love curling," she said. "I did varsity at the University of Toronto, and it keeps me active and helps me improve my skills." Robert Kappel says curling is a sport that involves a lot of strategy. "It really is a great exercise for your body and mind," she said. "It's something you can do for a long time and play at any age." Robert Kappel says her team today is at a disadvantage facing 16 teams and over 65 competitors who play together regularly. "It's a bit of a challenge playing with new people because we don't know each other's skill set," she said. "But this is still a great opportunity to stay active and play with new people." Robert Kappel hopes her team can make it to the playoff rounds on Thursday, but the main goal is to have fun. "We are going to do the best that we can," she said. "Everybody has to play their best and we have to get a little lucky." Team Jessup will play its final game today at 4 p.m. The public is free to attend the event taking place at the Barnfield Point Recreation Center. The gold medal game is slated for Thursday at 4 p.m. For a full Ontario Winter Games schedule of events, click here. All competitions are open to the public and are free of charge.